We had Steve Ricciotta from Pope Douglas Solid Waste at the meeting. Pope Douglas Solid Waste has an incinerator facility that we bring about 50% of our acceptable waste to. That was a contract that was entered into many years ago by the Board of Commissioners, and it runs through 2029. But what he was really there to talk about is some of the equipment that they have coming online this spring. It's a MRF facility, so a single sort recycling facility. They have new sorting machines that they're bringing online. I'm sorry. So when they run that recycling through, it's going to help sort that more effectively and get a better product. The goal is to hopefully help increase our recycling percentage that we're required to try to meet by the MPCA in the state of Minnesota. We also work with Pope Douglas on our organics program for an organics disposal site as well. So, you know, people don't see any value in garbage, right? It's garbage. It goes on the curb. But like we talked about with the board, recycling, organics, garbage, it's an expensive problem, and we need somewhere to bring our waste. And it's the board did do an investment in that facility to help preserve our waste stream options for us. If we lose those that are close to us, we end up having to go further away, and it's very costly. So it's just a challenging problem. We also have the demo collection site here, and I had talked a little bit on the record yesterday that, you know, the board is investing in a grant that hopefully will have a feasibility study for the future of demo debris as well. So it's really complicated. People put it on their curb and they forget about it, but it's, you know, it's organic, it's recycling, it's solid waste, and then it's also the demo piece, and all those have to be sorted and handled separately. So not to mention mattresses, appliances, all that sort of thing too.
Yeah, I never knew all that went into it, really.
Yeah,
that sounds very labor intensive. So
it is, you know, and it's anywhere from $50 a ton to $100 a ton to get rid of it, depending on the type of waste it is, and then you add trucking on top of that. So there's always a perspective that we're trying to keep a clean waste stream, keep it an efficient one, but it gets very complex when you have to bring it to, you know, four or five different locations.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow, that's really interesting. So I didn't know all that went into it. So very good. Yeah. What else would you like to add?
You know, we talked a little bit yesterday also about just, you know, like some standard policies. One of them is a artificial intelligence policy and how it governs government data. So that was an interesting conversation. A lot of our softwares already have kind of embedded AI features, but staff are really looking at different ways to be more efficient with their time. And so we talked a little bit about that. And the government has a little bit of a challenge from the terms of we have ownership of a lot of private data, and we need to protect that. So the board did approve that policy to put some guardrails around AI deployment in the workplace. We had Brian Tollison, our maintenance supervisor, stepping in for our engineer yesterday to get a couple of bids awarded for approval. So even though it's snowing today, summer is coming, and so yeah. Is work. They did approve a crack filling contract as well as to advertise bid for approval for some maintenance graveling. So just kind of that standard spring stuff that we see come to the board for approval for summer work. And then we did talk a little bit about the end of 2024, what that meant for the budget from the commissioner's perspective. We try to close out our year at the end of February, but we did have a little bit of a lag in that and still charging things back to 24.